The man accused of murdering a young man at a Rapid City hotel last spring was back in court this week for an arraignment on a new indictment with an additional murder charge filed against him. Quincy Bearrope is accused of killing Myron Puyer Jr. in a March 19th shooting at the Grand Gateway Hotel. Bearrope was originally charged with aggravated assault and commission of a felony with a firearm. But following Puyer's death on April 3rd, the aggravated assault charge was updated to second-degree murder. Monday, an additional first-degree murder charge was added. The economy is always a big topic during elections, but with the midterms near, recent inflation woes are especially felt in tribal areas, and Indigenous leaders hope it spurns turnout. A recent national poll found 63% of Indigenous voters were experiencing serious financial problems. Douglas Yankton, chairman of the Spirit Lake Nation, said inflation has affected programs providing an array of services on his reservation. Even though some of the pressure has eased, the ripple effect is still there. A lot of those services don't go as far as they used to, Yankton said, and COVID is still a concern. Cases were disproportionately felt by Native populations, and Yankton pointed out local businesses are hurting, with some residents worried about close contact, limiting their ability to work or shop. Registered South Dakota voters can now go to their county auditor's office to fill out and submit their ballot. Voters will weigh in on several statewide races, including governor, U.S. Senate, and various constitutional officers. Voters will also determine the makeup of the state legislature. Every seat is up for election. South Dakotans will also decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana and expand Medicaid. Early voting continues until Election Day, which is November 8th. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.